Thank you so much, Lindsay. Our next presenter, Poonam, will talk about availability in elementary schools. Thank you. I also neglected to say that I have no relationships to disclose. So.
Good morning, and thank you for coming early morning on the last day. So your presence here is really appreciated. As Lindsay mentioned, I'm going to be talking about the same data that she presented from. So I won't describe the methodology in as much detail as Lindsay went. And what I'm going to try and give you is a picture of what's available to students at elementary schools in America. And I have no relationships to disclose. I'd like to acknowledge the food and fitness team at University of Illinois Chicago, where Frank Chalupka is the program director. And just to recap quickly, the survey that I'm presenting from is the Food and Fitness Survey, which is part of the Bridging the Gap initiative through UIC. It's the data is from 2007 principal survey, was collected from April to October of 2007. Our response rate from a sample of about 1,500 schools, and our response rate was about 57%, and 837 schools responded back. Sampling weights have been used to adjust for non-response, and the sampling weights that I've used for my analysis are to talk about children. So in all the analysis that I present, I'd be talking about what fraction of children, elementary school children across America are exposed to certain kinds of foods at different venues. So I'm going to jump right into the data here. What I'm going to try and do is to give you a picture of what where different kinds of foods are available to elementary schools in America. So to give you an overall picture, about 93% of the schools of the students in schools in elementary schools have the National School Lunch Program available to them. About 80% have the school breakfast program available to them. About 10% have a la carte options. So as you can see, it's the exposure is much limited to elementary school children. However, we see about 17% of the students do have access to beverage vending. Food vending is limited, but there is more snack bar type of venues in elementary schools, both for food and for beverages. This slide also shows the differences by SES. As you can see here, the blue bar, which is less than 33% free or reduced, so it's the socioeconomically wealthier schools. The students there have a smaller fraction of students there have exposure to or available school breakfast program. If we look at this data by race, we notice that the schools which have a higher percent of non-white students tend to have a larger availability of school lunch programs as well as school breakfast programs. Oops, to go back. A la carte options tend to be available more in schools which have a higher percentage of white students. There aren't very many significant differences for other venues. So the four venues that we're going to look for the rest of the presentation are the school lunch venue, a la carte venue, vending, both beverage and for food, and for snack bars. So what's available on the lunch line? I've tried to group foods by not so healthy and then healthier options. The blue bars represent if the food is available on most or all days. The orange bars, yeah, they are the same colors. The orange bars are if the foods were available some days. It could mean one to any number less than. I don't think there was a range given. It was up to the discretion of the principal to decide what some days meant. And never is if this food was not made available to the students. So as you can see here, 66% of the schools have high sugar, high fat snacks at least some days on the lunch line. And the it's interesting to see, we'll have a summary, I have a summary slide at the end, but to see what kinds of foods are available at, you know, we often talk about competitive foods and a la carte or vending, but just to, you know, just to see that these foods are not really limited to those options, you know, the lunch line has some interesting results here to see as well. Another interesting here is about 97% of the schools offer pizza. In most of the cases, it tends to be some days of the week. If you look at vegetables here, about 43% of the schools do not offer vegetables on most or all days on the lunch line, and that's a little worrisome. For fruits, it's about 30% of the schools that do not offer fruit every day on the most or every day on the lunch line also. Sandwiches and whole grains tend to be available on the lunch line some days of the week. Let's see what's available to drink on the lunch line. The most common food that's available, drink that's available on the lunch line is the low-fat skim milk. However, if you notice, about 79% of the schools are still offering full-fat or 2% milk on the lunch line. About 16% have sweetened beverages, and sweetened beverages here include your regular soda, your sugary fruit drinks, and sports drinks as well. Yeah? No, sweetened milks are, it's by fat. So if it is a low-fat sweetened flavored milk, it's in the low-fat category. So just a quick comparison, you know, does the lunch line look different by SES? So what you see is that salads, sandwiches, and water, all these three items which are, you know, which you can look at as more healthier options, tend to be more prevalent in schools that have a lower number of free and reduced meals. So, if, for instance, 48% of the schools offer salads most or all days in schools which have less than 33% free or reduced, compared to 26% that have more than 66% free or reduced. Similarly, sandwiches, the differences are along the same line. If we look at it by race, again, we see what we saw in the first slide about availability of, that's for a la carte. So in any case, here what you see is about 60% of the schools with a higher non-white population tend to have high-fat, high-sugar snacks available on the lunch line, compared to 71% in the schools which have a lower non-white population. And similar trends are seen for sandwiches also. Let's look at the a la carte items for a minute here. What's interesting to note here is that among a la carte items, your wide variety of things are available. The about 56% of the schools offer high sugar, high fat snacks in a la carte items at least some days of the week. Fruits tend to be more popular as a la carte item than vegetables, being offered most days. And salads are offered in about 60% of the schools as an a la carte option. For beverages, what we notice here is about 34% of the schools offer sweetened beverages and a la carte options at lunchtime. Again, whole milk is in about 69% of the schools. Low-fat milk still is the most popular beverage offered. By SES, what we notice is that students in schools which have lower rates of free and reduced fries tend to have more high sugar, high fat snacks offered to them. And that's probably also related to the fact that there is more a la carte options in this category. Same results are seen for low-fat snacks as well as for salads. The only difference that you see, which is not in that direction, is for sweetened beverages. We notice that the students in lower-income schools are exposed to sweetened beverages more often than students in higher-income schools. And by the way, all these results are significant at 0.0%, so I've just picked the ones to share that were significantly different. By race, again, we tend to find that schools with a lower percentage of non-white children tend to have more snacks available, which include high-fat, high-sugar snacks, also low-fat snacks, and whole milk is more available in schools with a higher white population. At the vending machine, we see what we would expect to see is, about 65% of the schools offering low-fat chips, low-fat snacks, which tend to be low-fat chips here. High-sugar, high-fat snacks are available in 53% of the vending machines. Now, these are percentages for students who are in schools which offer vending machines, so it's not across all students in America. Water is available on the vending machine in 91% of the to 91% of the schools, the students who come from schools with vending machines. Sweetened beverages, 38% of the children are exposed to vending machines, sweetened beverages at vending machines. Not a lot of differences we observe in SES or by race. The only difference that we see is that schools which have a larger white population tend to have more exposure to vending machines, to sweetened beverages on the vending machines. As if you remember from the first slide that we saw, the more foods are available on the snack bar. So there are very few vending machines offering snack foods in elementary schools, but it's more prevalent in the snack bars. And again, we see similar trends to what we saw on the vending machine. Few salads and vegetables available on the at snack bars, but it's more your high sugar, high fat snacks and your low fat snacks available. It's interesting, fries, I didn't point to it, but at most of the venues, you don't see a lot of French fries being offered. In terms of what's available to drink at the snack bars, again, we see full fat or 2% milk still being offered in many students. Water is more prevalent. Thank you. And in terms of differences, what we notice is that low-income schools or students in low-income schools tend to have lesser exposure to full-fat milk than students in somewhat higher-income schools. And we also see that for low-fat milk. So it might be a reflection of that the snack bars are well-stocked in higher-income schools than lower-income schools. So in summary, because I'm trying to give you a snapshot of what's available in different schools, for my summary slides, what I tried to do was if a student was looking for some of the different kinds of foods, where would they find them? So in terms of fruits, as we would expect, most of it would be on the lunch line, some on the a la carte line. There is some food available on the snack bar and vending machines also. For vegetables, again, most of it is on the lunch line and on a la carte, but there is some availability on the snack bar and vending machines. By the way, the percentages here are the percentages, percent of students who have lunch offered to them in the school or the 10% of students who have a la carte options offered to them. So these percentages here are of those 10%. In terms of salads, sandwiches and things, it's again mostly at the lunch line or at a la carte options. The snack bars don't tend to be the more popular places for that. Whole grain and pizzas are, as we would expect, at the lunch or a la carte line. But this is what is interesting. You know, we often think of high fat, high sugar products, and we think of the vending and a la carte as being the options. But in the schools, you know, a good fraction of these are offered on the lunch line and in a la carte options. So just as we think about what could we do in the schools, you know, it's good to keep a perspective of where these items are available to elementary school children. In terms of where can a student find some of the beverages, again, we often think of sweetened beverages and we think of the vending machines or the a la carte options, but or the snack bars, but we see that 16% of the students do get high sugar, high fat, sweetened beverages on the lunch line and 34% on the a la carte lines. Whole milk is available across the board at lunch, a la carte, and at snack bars also. And water, very few schools offer bottled water on the lunch line. And it seems to be more popular at the vending or snack bar venues. I'd like to acknowledge the schools that offered the data or helped us collect this data. I'd like to thank the food and fitness team at UIC, especially Lindsay Turner here, who's been very helpful in getting me understand this data. And I'd like to thank Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, both for their grant funding support for this project and for, I'm a fellow there, so allowing me to work on this. Thank you.
We'll do questions at the end.
Thank you, Poonam.